when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Hey, guess what? I don't want to alarm anybody, but it's time for another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. So clear the floors in the living room or the rec room or the man cave or wherever you happen to be listening to the show this week and get ready for a little dance and maybe just a little toe tapping. I don't know, whatever happens to strike your fancy anyway. What does that mean? What is your fancy? I have no idea, but it's a thing we say. And I've got a stack of polka records I got to play. And that rhymed that I didn't even plan on it. I feel like one of those 50s disc jockeys that rhymes everything with that cool patter that they had, you know, like pushing platters past pretty pink ears and stuff like top of the heap, cream of the crop, pick of the pack, all that. We don't say that here on the Oompa Hour, but we do say we're going to start the show off with Eddie Lash on the Star Concertina. This is his version of Just Another Polka. Yes, I know. The second I introduced that record, the second the words came out of my mouth and I pushed the go button, I realized that's not just another polka. That's Just Because Polka. And I knew it perfectly well. But you know what? Now I've got my mistake out of the way. I'm allowed one boo-boo in every show, and that was the one, for Pete's sake. So now we're going to cover up a boo-boo from last week. Well, actually, it wasn't a boo-boo, but this next record I really wanted to play in last week's show because last week would have been the week that included the 4th of July, and I wanted to play something patriotic. And I couldn't find the record in time because the records are not that well organized. You'd think they are. I know that in the theater of your mind, when you listen to the Oompa Hour every week, you're envisioning walls filled with nice little shelves with rows of pretty little 45s in them that are all sorted by ethnicity and by type and by tempo and by author's name or performer's name, and I could just grab any record at will. You would be so far from the truth. They are all on shelves, mostly, except for the ones I don't bother putting away after the show. And they are sorted by ethnicity, by different colored record sleeves. So that much you got. After that, it's a free-for-all, I'm telling you. Anyway, Sig Sackowitz was going to do this last week if I could have found the record. This is True to the Red, White, and Blue.
Some say I'm rather old-fashioned, even kind of a square, because I still get a thrill and take off my hat when our flag passes by. Well, if they call that old-fashioned, guess I am. Let's all be true to the red, white, and blue. Remember that flag has been true blue to you. Let's all be thankful, thankful that we're all free and living in this wonderful land, the land of liberty. Let's all be true to the red, white, and blue. That grand old flag flying for me and for you. And every day, take a moment out to pray and be thankful, thankful that we're living, living in the good old USA. Red, white, and blue. That grand old flag flying for me and for you. And every day, take a moment out to pray and be thankful, thankful that we're living, living in a good old USA. And every day, take a moment out to pray and be thankful that we're living, living in a good old USA. Living in the good old USA.
Yeah, I know, you couldn't polka to that one, but it was so darn patriotic, and I really wanted to play it last week during 4th of July week, and I couldn't find the record, so I kind of felt that I owed it to you. There's Sig Sackowitz there, and I love it, because it's Mishawaka Records. He's got his phone numbers on the record and everything. It's crazy stuff. Anyway, now you can see why I was confused earlier when I introduced Just Because as just another polka. It was another polka. Because I had already also selected Marv Herzog to do Just Another Polka. So you can see where Just Because and Just Another Polka could have been confused up here in this little brain of mine. So here's Marv Herzog.
But oh, what a girl in my arms. Am I in heaven?
I've got to stop playing that song. I promise you, for the next 3 days, I'm going to walk around the house singing that song, driving my family insane. I do it every time when I play Just Another Polka. And that guy had a great singing style. It was kind of like, what was that? It was like, was that like Eddie Cantor? Or what? That was, man, that is going to stay with me for several days now, I'm telling you. Anyway, you're in the middle of Tim's Oompa Hour. This mess happens every week right here, so we're glad you're along with us. Little Richard and his Polka All-Stars are up next, not to be confused with Little Richard, the rock and roll singer. In fact, he calls himself the architect of rock and roll, and I will not argue that with him. But this is not him. This is called Danny's Polka.
Danny boy, Danny Rustinkowski, he's our Dan, he's our man, Danny Rustinkowski, he's our ways, he's our means, Danny Rustinkowski, let's all yell, shout like hell, Danny Rustinkowski. Daniel Pan, Daniel Rostenkowski, on nasz syn, on nasz brat, Daniel Rostenkowski, on nasz pan, on nasz król, Daniel Rostenkowski, krzyczmy raz, jeszcze raz, Daniel Rostenkowski.
Oh man, that was a short record. I was over here doing something entirely different. Anyway, Little Richard and his Polka All-Stars, Danny's Polka, here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. And, okay, this is not adding up. Something's wrong. Okay, hang on. I got the wrong record in the wrong sleeve. We must run a tidy, organized show. As you'll recall from our earlier discussion today, that is not true, but I do try to keep the records in the right sleeves. There, now we may proceed with the show. And this is just a weird record, and I'm sure I'm pronouncing the guy's name wrong. The record's called Polka for Strings, and I'm not really much of a string guy. I mean, a fiddle in a Western swing tune or a fiddle in a polka, sure, but a whole orchestra doing a polka just doesn't seem right to me. This says it's Heinz Geese. And I'm betting that you don't pronounce it geese. It's G-E-E-S-E. But I bet you that's not how they say it. Heinz Geese and his Bavarian Orchestra. This is the Polka for Strings.
Thank you.
the polka for strings. And yeah, I guess that is polka. You know what I see in my mind when I hear that record? I see like a big Hollywood movie production from like 1952 with a whole boatload of people in big women in fluffy dresses and guys in shirts with, you know, shiny boots and string ties all twirling in some big giant ballroom somewhere. That's what I see. Anyway, like that could have been seen out of Oklahoma or something. I don't know. But anyway, Heinz Geese, and it can't be Geese, I don't know, with his Bavarian Orchestra and the Polka for Strings here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show, and I'm gonna warn you now, we're going to play the next record. We're going to play both sides of it, and I'll tell you why here in a second after I talk to you about a World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin, and invite you to stop in, pay them a visit if you should find yourself in the area. Like perhaps you're driving across the middle of the country and you're going through, I don't know, say Kansas, and you accidentally turn right. That's if you were going from the east to the west. If you were going from the west to the east, you would accidentally turn left and head north, and you would find yourself somehow at the top of Minnesota, and you would go, gosh, Lake Superior's right there, and there's Superior, Wisconsin right there, and there's Duluth. Maybe we should stop at that accordion museum that he's always talking about. And you should. Over 1,400 accordions and concertinas on display. History, memorabilia, documentation, that's a good word. A lot of stuff on display. They've got a gift shop, of course. They have a beautiful concert hall. They have all sorts of fun programs and workshops and stuff going on all the time. Check them out online. That is what the smart people do. It's worldofaccordions.org is where you find them on the internet. There's some pictures. You can check out their activities and stuff they've done and read some reviews. Anyway, it's kind of cool. Worldofaccordions.org is where you find them. Well, actually, you find them in Superior, Wisconsin, but you can go there virtually via the internet at worldofaccordions.org. I'm a little extra silly today. I think it's because it's 90 degrees in the studio and because there's no air conditioner in here and the windows don't open because it's soundproof. It's a drawback. I have Art Walunas and his orchestra. And every time I grab this record, I love this record. It's on Heartbeat Records. It's the name of the record company. And underneath the Heartbeat thing, it says, the greatest jukebox records in the world from Chicago 5, Illinois. Anyway, every time I pull this record, I always play the side that we're about to hear, because why would you not? So the other side of the record, as far as I know, has never made it on the show. Because every time this record comes around, I play this side. So I'm going to play this side. And then we're going to flip it over and find out what's on the other side. How's that for diversity in programming? Art Walunas and his orchestra, say the words. You've been to school. Seven Beers with the Wrong Woman.
Made a poor man of me. Seven beers with the wrong woman. She took all my money from me. Seven beers with the wrong woman. I've learned my lesson, you see. Woman and song, now the money's all gone. Next time I'll drink 14 alone.
affairs with the wrong woman. Instead, he's just going to have 14 next time. Man, is he going to be peeing a lot. But we never turn the record over and play the other side, because when the record comes around, like, well, there's a fun song, Seven Beers Wrong, well, we'll play that side. The other side, though, Art Walunas and his orchestra, of course, and the other side is called the Dutch Boy Polka. So now, normally, you know, when one record's playing, I'm getting the other record ready over on the other turntable. But since we're flipping this one over and just putting on the other side, you're going to actually get to hear me live put the needle on the record. Isn't that on a song or a record, some contemporary thing? I put the needle on the record. I have no idea what I'm talking about. Let's just do this. Here's Art Walunas. Let's see here. Get the needle in there. Here we go. Here's the Dutch Boy Polka. The Dutch Boy Polka, that's the other side of the one we usually play. So you got a double whammy this week here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Glad you're along with to enjoy the great old-time music for about an hour this week. And I remind you, too, you can always get in touch with us here at the Oompa Hour. Three ways to do it. You call the Oompa Hour hotline, 218-259-2985, if you'd like to make a request or a dedication or whatever. That's 218-259-2985. We need to get some singing jingle singers, so it's easy to remember that number. Email, too, of course, oompahour@aol.com. And also, we're on Facebook, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. So look us up while you're sitting there staring in that computer looking at recipes or something. We always do at least a waltz in the show. God, we haven't done a Whoopi John waltz in a long time. Here's Whoopi in the orchestra. Pat Wilfhart is on the vocals on this one. And here's the Milwaukee waltz.
The tuba is loud, the banshee is brassy, but look at the crowd. They pay a half dollar to come in and dance, doing the Milwaukee waltz. Around and around and around they go,
down they go, around and around and around they go, doing the Milwaukee Walk.
The pretzels are salty, the beer flows like wine. After 16 small bottles, the banshee feels fine. They dance, or they laugh, or they have a good time, doing the Milwaukee Walk. The band even more. My Fräulein, she danced me all over the floor. By the end of the evening, we can't find the door. Doing the Milwaukee Walk.
Doing a Milwaukee Waltz, you are there with Whoopi John of the Orchestra. Tim Zumpa Hour, it's your old-time oldies show. It just seems like any time you play a Whoopi John record, which Whoopi had to be one of the most prolific recorders of polka music in the history of recording. Whoopi and the Six Fat Dutchmen made a ton of records. Lil Wally made a ton of records. You know who else made a ton of records? Frankie Yankovic, that's who, and here he is with the Pocatello Polka.
I just came back south from North Dakota, where they taught the polka to me. So play the happy polka, tell a polka, play it polka, tell a style. When they play the polka, tell a polka, everybody wears a happy smile. No matter if they're five or if they're 50, young
the Pocatello Polka. Frankie Yankovic and the Yanks here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. We gather around the record players every week, and we sit here and play polka records, basically, is what we do. So pretty darn thrilled you're along with us here for another show. Frankie Gutowski and his orchestra up next. And I love and I hate when a record has a great title, but it's an instrumental, so there's really no singing that goes with the title of the song. It's called Who's Buying?
We'll be right back.
you go, Frankie Gutowski and the orchestra with the Who's Buying Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. I had mentioned Little Wally earlier in the show, and by golly, I just happen to have a Little Wally record right here. This is called Polka A-Go-Go.
You're as young as you think, not as old as you are. So let's go, go. Sing a song, smile a while, dance around single file. Let's go, go, go. Yes, it's fun with everyone. Singing along, side by side, keeping step to this song. So let's all have a ball. Sing loud and clear, and let's hear that go-go cheer. You're as young as you think, not as old as you are. So let's go-go. Sing a song, smile a while, dance around single file. Let's go-go-go. Yee-hoo-hoo! La 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 la. Yes, it's fun with everyone, singing along side by side, keeping step to this song. So let's all have a ball, sing loud and clear, and let's hear that go-go cheer. You're as young as you think, not as old as you are. So let's go, go. Sing a song, smile a while, dance around single file. Let's go, go, go. Let's go, go, go. Let's go, go, go.
That's Little Wally, the Go-Go Polka here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Yeah, I feel young. My brain is young. My brain feels young, but the rest of my body is not cooperating with it so much anymore. I don't know. We need to update that song or something. Anyway, we're just stomping our way right through the middle of another edition of the Oompa Hour. It's the Raspberry Reynolds Polka Band. This is the Cat and Mouse Polka. It's the Raspberry Reynolds Polka Band Cat and Mouse Polka. I did not envision a cat and mouse dancing, however, while listening to that song. But that is neither here nor there. Well, mostly it's there. It was here, and now it's there. It was on the turntable, and now it is not. Stan Wisniak is next with his TV Polka Band. That's the second one I remember now that has, and his TV Polka Band, or Polka Orchestra in the name, because Dick Rogers has that in his TV recording orchestra. But anyway, this is Stan Wisniak and My Pretty Girl.
I met her by chance while I was at the dance. Her eyes were big and bright. She set my heart aflight. As she touched my hands, I thought of wedding bands. Oh, what a pretty girl. Oh, what a pretty girl. I met her by chance while I was at the dance. My dream is now complete. Through life we'll dance and whirl. Living is a treat to love my pretty girl. By chance while I was at the dance. Her eyes were big and bright. She set my heart aflight. As she touched my hands, I thought of wedding bands. Oh, what a pretty girl. Oh, what a pretty girl. I met her by chance while I was at the dance. My dream is now complete. Through life we'll dance and whirl. Living is a treat to love my pretty girl.
Have it. It's the Pretty Girl Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. And it's oldies because every song we play on the Oompa Hour, and I've mentioned this before, comes from phonograph records. You can often hear me putting them back into the record sleeve after I play it while I'm talking, because I'm just that kind of guy, see? That's the sound of a record going back in the sleeve. We play all records on the show. There's no CDs and MP3s or LMNOPs or any of that baloney. Good old-fashioned vinyl here on the Oompa Hour, like this one from the New Yorkers. We haven't had an Oberic on the show for a while. This is the Cuckoo Oberic.
Kółeczka kuka, chłopiec panny szuka, spozira przebira i nosa zadzira.
Kuku, kuku, a, a.
Ojdy rynny, ojdy rynny, rynny, ojdy rynny, rynny, rupa.
Kuku, kuku, a, a.
Ojdy rynny, ojdy rynny, rynny, ojdy rynny, rynny, rupa.
Chłopcy moje, chłopcy, co wy tu dumacie? Czy to w tej surduty, co po jednym macie?
Thank you.
I forgot że sama dobrze płonie.
That's the New Yorkers, the Cuckoo O'Barrick here on Tim Zumpa Hour. And it is your old-time oldies show. You know, just that record I was wrapping up, I thought of something really profound I wanted to tell you, and now I can't remember what it was. I'm sure it wasn't really that important, but it felt like it was. What was I have no idea. I guess at this point we'll just have to go on to the next record, won't we? Marion Lush and the Musical Stars. This is the Oh Yeah Polka!
Poszedł sobie na zabawę, oje,
oje,
i tam się bardzo ucieszył, oje,
oje.
Muzykanci ładnie grali i tak ładnie się śpiewali,
oje, 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 oje.
Wypił sobie dobrą wódkę, oje,
oje.
Z ludźmi się ładnie zabawił, oje,
oje.
Zaczął sobie tam tańcować, aż tam ludzie zaczął kopać,
oje.
Ładną pannę, oje,
oje.
I tam z nią się tak zmówiłem, oje,
oje.
Żułem ją do swego domu, piją razem, szklanki dzwonią,
oje, 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 oje.
I u niej był tam do rana, oje,
oje.
I tak z nią się tak zakochał, oje,
oje.
Niedługo będzie wesele i wesoło wszystkim będzie,
oje.
Marion Lush and the Musical Stars. And the Oh Yeah Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. I was not laughing at anything that had anything to do with that particular record, actually. I just got a message on the Facebook thing from a friend of mine, and it's hard to explain the setup, but she just sent me a message that said, "What is this?" And it's for Chateauatry. It's an app, actually, of William Shatner, you know, Captain Kirk from Star Trek. And it's all him saying it. The app is him saying words, you know, like and, the, it, car, boat, whatever. And you put the words, and I mean, there's tens of thousands of words, and you put the words in order, and you can make Shatner say whatever you want. And it's Chateauatry. They're Shatisms. And because that's the past tense of a naughty word, she thought it was amusing. But anyway, that has nothing to do with old-time music. And I was so busy figuring that out, I almost forgot we were going to play next. Horace Wind and his Polka Boys, that's what we have, doing their version of the Lichtensteiner Polka. That's what's coming up. But before I was going to do that, actually, I was going to play some commercials.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
Remember going to the record store and finding your favorite songs by your favorite artists? Those days are back at Kebs Records in downtown Bovee. Hate trying to buy records on the internet? Can't find your favorites from years ago? At Kebs Records, you can flip through the hits like you did in the good old days. From rock and roll, rhythm and blues, country and western, jazz, comedy, classical, and even polkas, we've got them all. All speeds too, 33, 45, and even 78. We have phonograph needles in stock for thousands of different record players. Personal service, too. Just another one of the occasional shops in downtown Bovee. Like us on Facebook for sale dates and special events. More info online at KebsRadio.com. We're the world's smallest record store. Kebs Records, downtown Bovee.
All right, now I promised you the Lichtensteiner Polka. Steiner Polka there, and different than the usual version you hear by Will Glahe. Horst Wendt and his Polka Boys here on Tim Zumpa Hour. See there, I kind of accidentally slipped into just a smidgen of a Lawrence Welk there. But speaking of Lawrence Welk, look at that. We're going to wrap up the show with Myron Florin. We have a Schottische to wrap up the show this week. That doesn't happen very often. Now, let's think about it. We've had polkas this week. We've had a waltz. We've had an Oberg. Now we have a Schottische. It's like the old-time music trifecta, except it's four instead of only three. It's better than hockey. Anyway, here's Myron Florin. We'll be right back. you go, Myron Florin there, and the accordion shottish, duh. All right, there we go, and that is going to put a lid on the Oompa Hour this week. But I got a great idea for what would make this studio so much better. A root beer dispenser, a root beer fountain, or soda fountain thing. Man, would that make this show a lot more fun? I'm telling you, I got to talk to management about that.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumba Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in beautiful downtown Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association, the World of Accordions Museum, and Kev's Records. We'll be back to it all over again next week with a fresh stack of old-time records. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.